This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In Iowa, the presidential candidates are back to making their case door to door. There will be no more debates before the caucuses next month. This week, there were two debates, one for the Republicans, another for the Democrats. And in a few minutes, we'll get reaction from younger voters. Day to Day's Alex Cohen is in Des Moines. First, though, NPR News analyst Juan Williams is here for our weekly political chat. Hi, Juan.
Hi, Madeline.
Well, let's start with the Republicans. Their debate took place on Wednesday, and all eyes were on Mike Huckabee, who's far ahead in the polls. Did he also win the debate?
He did pretty well because I think there was anticipation that he would be attacked roundly because of his new front-runner status, and he made some controversial comments that will appear in the New York Times Magazine this weekend, saying that don't the Mormons, and here he's, of course, taking a shot at Mitt Romney, who's a Mormon, don't the Mormons think that Jesus and the devil are brothers? But it turned out that that didn't come up. It was pretty somnolent debate, if you want to put it that way.
A.K.A. boring.
Yeah, and not much of an effort there, I think, to really be aggressive. I think everybody's worried about the calendar here and coming off as negative shortly before voters have to come to a decision about who they're going to support in the caucus.
Right, and Huckabee did back off that comment. He did apologize to Mitt Romney for that. But he also got into trouble this week for some views he had a long time ago on AIDS patients.
This has to do with his suggestion they should be quarantined. And then he said, you know, well, initially we didn't know what to think about this disease and we didn't know about how it could be transmitted. But of course, then reporters got onto it and found out that not only had President Bush, the first President Bush, spoken about it, but so had the Surgeon General, the Centers for Disease Control, and made it very clear that you could not get AIDS through casual contact. So again, it called into question exactly how truthful Mr. Huckabee was.
And he didn't really back off that comment,
no,
did he?
No, he didn't. No, I mean, he made it clear that he felt he was acting in the best interest of public health and public safety.
Okay, let's turn to the Democrats. Their debate was yesterday, and Barack Obama is ahead in the polls in Iowa. How did he do in the debate?
Well, this is really interesting because, again, it's such a short time frame now that they've got to make last impressions and lasting impressions that will carry through the Christmas holidays when they really can't campaign, Madeline, or risk offending people. And then, of course, it's a rush right after New Year's to the January 3rd caucus. So Hillary Clinton's focus was on presenting herself as the real person who can accomplish change, the real change agent. She says at one point in the debate, some believe you can get change by demanding it, some believe you can get it by hoping for it, but I believe you get change by working hard for it. And so she presents herself as the one with the experience to accomplish real change, and it kind of throws a little jab, you know, right at Barack Obama and all his talk about hope and idealism. Obama, for his part, talked about leveling with the people. And again, he's throwing a jab at Hillary Clinton, suggesting maybe she's not as trustworthy. She's not always upfront about what she's doing. And then John Edwards jumps in. And don't forget, John Edwards is really very close. We talk about Clinton and Obama at the top of this race, but John Edwards is right there. He could pop a big surprise here. And he talked about taking on corporations in America and representing the interest of the middle class because corporate power and greed have taken over government. And that did very well. So what we saw is last-minute messages being sent by the candidates who realize that they don't have that much time left to campaign.
NPR News analyst Juan Williams, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Madeline.